Good morning, it's 6:04. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. At least 120 workers in Huntsville could see job losses as work shifts on a new rocket. Boeing will issue layoff notices today to 60 aerospace workers, including 50 based in Huntsville. AL.com reports another 70 contract employees will be sent back to their own companies for possible layoffs. The company expects to find jobs for roughly 300 other workers who have been involved in the design of NASA's new space launch system. It was designed and developed in Alabama, but it will be produced in Louisiana. The contract with NASA requires Boeing to align its work to the government's budget and schedule. Grant money could bring free breakfast to Alabama classrooms. As Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez reports, the grant money is part of an effort to make breakfast available to every child, no matter the family's income.
Alabama is one of seven states to qualify for grant money from Partners for Breakfast in the Classroom. The program aims to move the federal free breakfast program out of the cafeteria and into the classroom. As part of this effort, all kids will eat free breakfast in the classroom and not just those approved for free federal lunch. This helps to alleviate problems such as late arrivals to school, pressure to go directly to class, and reluctance to be labeled low income. With this latest round of funding, Partners for Breakfast in the Classroom anticipates serving breakfast to more than 25,000 additional students over the next 2 years. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
The Iron Bowl between Alabama and Auburn is still more than a week away. However, a different kind of competition wraps up today between the cross-state rivals. APR student reporter Kayla Howard has more on the Beat Auburn, Beat Hunger campaign.
Fans of the Alabama Crimson Tide and Auburn Tigers are running out of time to gather food for the less fortunate. The annual food drive challenges Tide supporters to gather more food and donations for the West Alabama Food Bank. Auburn fans are doing the same thing to benefit the East Alabama Food Bank. This year's event included a 5K in Tuscaloosa, with all registration fees and t-shirt sales all going to benefit the needy. The cross-state competition comes at a good time for the East Alabama Food Bank near Auburn. Supporters say the demand for help is far outpacing the number of food donations. For APR News, I'm Kayla Howard in Tuscaloosa.
Kayla Howard is part of a University of Alabama journalism class being mentored by the APR News team. A small earthquake rattled West Alabama in the pre-dawn hours yesterday. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 3.8 quake occurred about 10 miles northwest of Utah around 4:25 a.m. The quake was about 3 miles beneath the surface of the earth. While the earthquake was strong enough to be felt, officials say no damage is being reported in the rural area. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Highs top out in the 60s on this Friday. Look for a partly sunny sky, and I can't rule out a stray shower or storm today and on Saturday. Most of us will stay dry during the daytime. Tonight, lows back in the 40s. For Sunday, highs in the 70s, much warmer. A good chance for rain and storms. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.